Yeah, Miles, disappointment for any shown. The game finished 90 minutes. Any shown league, no. Clare League won. A solitary goal divided these two teams. Very little between them. Probably Clare shade in the first half. Any shown certainly shade in the second half. The goal came in the 46th minute. Junior international Owen Hayes cut in from the right. Drove a lovely ball across keeper Kev McLaughlin into the bottom corner. Any shown picked it up from there. Late stage in the Clare goal for long spells, but we'll have to say excellent defending from a very well-organised Clare defence. We did break through a few times. Brent McLaughlin broke through, had a great chance, but shot weakly at keeper Mick Ryan. Then with about 10 minutes to go, Matty Henry weaved his way down the left, cut in. He did manage to beat Mick Ryan, but his effort came back off the base of the post. And on about 87 minutes, with 3 minutes to go, Anthony Doherty broke clear. But again, side netting. Everybody thought it was in, but unfortunately it was a side net. So the game finished 1-0 to Clare. Clare retained the trophy that they won last year. Very little between the teams, a matter of taking your chances. Clare took theirs. We had two or three good chances, didn't actually get them. So we have no complaints, Smiles. Clare worthy winners of the competition. Great, excellent game of football between two junior sides, would have to say, in front of a large crowd here in McGinn Park. What a disappointment for any showing, but that's our third final in 3-4 years, so, you know, I suppose that's still disappointing for the players. Clare have been up there as well, you know, this is their third final as well, and I think in the past 4 years as well, so nothing between the teams. That's Clare's day, and we wish them well.
I suppose it was, Terence, a matter of who scored first was going to be vital.
Of course, who scored first? The first half, the opening 15 minutes was excellent, but we thought it would be a cagey start. It certainly wasn't, Miles. Both teams went for that early goal. Probably it didn't really came. Both keepers, Mick Ryan and Kevin McLaughlin, you have to say, hadn't a wild lot to do throughout the 90 minutes, but anything they had to do, they done very well. A few fine saves. Kevin McLaughlin, especially in about the 80th minute, your man Owen Ryan broke through again. A fine tip over the bar by Kevin McLaughlin that kept on his own hopes alive. We've had him 2-0 down at that stage. It would have been definitely over. But clear-cut chances were very few on both sides. You would have to say Anish Owen had three in the last 20 minutes. Neither was taken, so we can't really complain. Probably Clare throughout the match would have 3-4 clear-cut chances. They took theirs, one of theirs. Owen Hayes up front, the junior international, very good, very very hard to mark. Excellent running off the ball, very very difficult. Another junior international, big four, number four at the back. He's about 6'3". He was excellent in there, very little to pass him. He was actually very good on the ground as well with his blocks. So disappointing day for Anish Owen, but you know that's the way it goes, Miles. You would have to say Clare came here, long journey up, overnight stay, and they retained their trophy.